Now we move to another story, that of drinking in public, more and more unpleasant in some areas of the city, including several main travel hubs. That could now be a thing of the past. This Monday saw a new bylaw come into effect banning the consumption of alcohol in many public areas in the capital. Will it be successful? Concerns remain as just what the ban is supposed to achieve, Dominic Yun reports.
As of Monday, drinking in numerous public places in Prague has been outlawed. A new bylaw passed by the Prague City Council now levies a varying range of fines for those caught drinking near metro stations, schools, hospitals, and other public areas. The inevitable question being asked is, what is the purpose of such a bylaw? To many, the answer is clear. It is an attempt to rid Prague's streets of the numerous vagrants who often sit in public places consuming alcohol. David Binar is the executive director of Forum PSR, which is a self-described association of responsible spirits producers that promotes drinking responsibly and in moderation.
I'm quite sure that the reason for adopting this sort of law is the fact that the city has no idea how to deal with homeless people. They cause mess, they stink, as is what the people say. They're not a very nice sight, actually, and the city tried to get rid of them because they are not able to deal with this social group in a proper manner. They tried to find ways how to get rid of them, and that's how actually came this idea to hit them by prohibiting drinking in certain areas.
Prague's authorities have been trying to clean up the image of the city for some time now. This new measure represents just the latest in a series of steps. But what are the details of this new bylaw? How exactly do the authorities expect to fine homeless and penniless people thousands of crowns for breaching laws on public drinking? David Binard again.
I very much doubt that they will stop drinking now. Those people which it is targeted at, it doesn't bother at all. They simply don't care about they don't have a home, they don't have family, they don't have a relationship, they don't have nothing to lose, they don't have money. The experience shows that if you try to get rid of them from one place, they go to another one. So this new law doesn't solve actually anything.
It is important to note that this is not a blanket ban, but rather a complex series of mapped out areas all across the city. Ensuring the required 100-meter circumferences around schools, playgrounds, and metro stations has not always been strictly possible. Plus, the ban also designates several special areas, including the area around the National Theatre, as well as several of the city's most prominent squares. A ban on smoking near bus and tram stops has been in effect for years now, but, as anyone who has travelled around Prague knows, policing such a ban is often far more difficult than enacting it.
Dominic Yuen reporting. Well, it will be interesting to see how this ban plays out. It certainly seems like it could be difficult to enforce, given that the city has had problems getting people to pick up after their dogs, for example, or not to litter.